Hi, this is Olivia from Olivia Simpson Crafts, and today I'm going to be doing a bracelet that was highly requested from all of you out there. And yeah, so here it is, the Bird of Paradise. So just a warning before you do start, this is a very hard bracelet. I couldn't even get it when I first tried this, so just be careful. It's probably going to take a few times to get it, but yeah, it should turn out like this. It's totally worth it because it's so pretty. So the things you're going to need is your rainbow loom, of course, your hook, and your S-clip or C-clip. You'll also need three colors or more of rubber bands. It can be two colors, but I do suggest three. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is have your rainbow loom in the rectangular configuration. So yeah, the second thing you want to do is take your main color, which is going to be your outer color, and these little X's, I guess. So yeah, I'm going to take the main color, which is pink, and you're going to take it and go from the center pin out to the left and place one band over the other all the way down the loom. Keep going until you reach the end and do the same curve. It's a little longer than like doing the starburst because it's in the rectangular configuration. So yeah, it's going to be a little stretched out. So when you're looming that, you might want to be a little careful. I lost it. No, I lost it. And then you're going to curve in. It's very stretchy, so put it on there. It's really stretched out. Sorry. And then you're going to do that same thing on the other side, going from the center pin out to the left, the right. Sorry. Why am I doing this now? I don't know what I'm doing. And then you're going to do the same thing all the way up your loom. So keep repeating this all the way up your loom. Fast forward from here. Do that really stretched one out to the center pin. So there is the placings of the outer bands. Okay, so now we're going to be placing the inside of our rubber bands. So then you're just going to go up like that. Simple, but then it gets a little harder, and you want to take your main color. You don't have to, it's your bracelet, so go ahead and do any crazy design you want. And you're going to go across here, across there to make that. So next you're going to take your next color, or you can just make your bracelet one color, but I do prefer making it different colors. And you're going to go from here to here with your next color, or the same color, don't know. And you're going to do that same thing on the other side. Okay, so the last band for this step is this one, and you're just going to go forward. It always starts with simple and then ends with simple. Don't know. And then you're going to do that across thing with a pink or whatever other color you're using. Okay, so now you're just going to place your blue up like you did here. And you're going to go diagonal again there. And place that green band up the middle. Then go across again and repeat this step a lot of times till you reach the end of your loom. So yeah, I'll stay with you a little more because this bracelet is really hard. So again, you're just going to go diagonal, that same on the other side. Take a green rubber band, go up the middle, and across. There you go. So that's three of them done. You want your whole loom, and then stop at the last one here, and I'll show you what to do on the last part. So yeah, I'm going to actually do this midway Okay, so then go up the middle, across, and there, and up, Okay, so now I'm going to fast forward from here for the last two of them. Okay, so now I'm just going to do this last one. Just going to do the same thing and go up the middle and then cross it. Cross with your other side of the band. And then take one of your middle color rubber bands and just go up the center like that. Again, starts easy, ends easy. So, yeah. Next, you're just going to take a cap band and put it on this. This last peg here. So now you're going to turn your rainbow loom around. Okay, so now we're going to start looping. So this is one of the hardest steps. Actually, it is the hardest step, but if you just take your time, you will get this. And yeah, so the first thing you're going to do is go in here and grab your middle color rubber band. So make sure you're not making it the color of any other rubber band, if it's easier, and loop it forward. So next you're going to go back in through your cap band and grab this rubber band on the left and loom it out to itself. Do that on this other side, and loom it to the right. Okay, so now we're going to go in here and make sure you grab this one that goes to the side. So then you're just going to grab that from one from the outside and loop it in. Grab the other one from the outside and loop it in. Okay, so the next thing you're going to do is you're going to reach in here and grab this bottom rubber band and loop it forward. Do that on the other side. Same way. This falls off, just loop it back here. And then you're going to go in here and grab that center rubber band. There's a little bit more rubber bands, so just try to get down there and grab that one and loom it forward. Okay, so the next thing you're going to do is you're going to go back down where you got that middle rubber band and grab the diagonal one. And it should be the left one and go out to the left. So pretty simple on this step. Go back in and grab that and loom it out. Okay, so now you're going to go in the side one and grab that one that goes across. Sorry. And loop it in. Then go on the other side and do that same thing. Loop it in. Then you're going to go back on the left side and grab this bottom rubber band and loop it forward. And go on the right side, grab it, and loop it forward. Okay, so just a reminder to take your time on this. It is a very hard bracelet I learned last night, so yeah. Now you're just going to go back in here, grab that green rubber band, and loop it forward. Go back in and grab the diagonal one and loop it to the left. And go back in and loop this to the left. There you go. Then you're going to go back in here and loop this one to the middle. Go back in here, loop this one to the middle. I got it. Then you're just going to loom this one up, and then this one up. Then you're going to go in here, grab that middle one. Ooh, yay. I got it. And then loom those out. And repeat this pattern all the way down the loom. Going to go in. And in. Okay, so now you're going to go to this side and loop it up. Go to this side and loop it up. Just a reminder not to stretch your rubber bands too much or they'll pop and it won't work to try to get it back on. I did that last night again and it fell apart. So just be careful, because if you are using the jelly rubber bands, like here, this on the side, one of the jellies snapped, so just be careful if you're using one of the jelly ones. And then loop that one forward, and go in here and loop that one out, and then loop that one out. Okay, so I'll fast forward from here. Okay, so just to loom the last bit, you have to just do that inner part where you're just going to go in. Okay, so next you're going to go in here and grab this rubber band, which should be on the outside. And you're going to loop it from here to here. Just go in and grab it and loop it to the center. Do that on the other side. And loop the next band, which is in here. Now be careful on this last one and grab it and loop it forward. So the next thing you're going to do is just stick your hook through, come out, grab a color. I'm gonna take green one. I think the greens are really cool. And pull it through. Then you could either do that, or you can either cap it or you can it on, which I'm actually going to try this again like I did with my cobra that I'm wearing, and I'm going to try to not cap it like I always do. So whoa, did this come out nice? It does take a little bit of tugging to get that tough shape, and if it doesn't, it's probably just because your rainbow loom bands are a little loose, but that's all right. I mean, it doesn't really matter about the back. It matters about the front. Yay! So, yeah. There it is, the bird of paradise. So let's just turn our loom back to the normal configuration, and we'll do the extension. Okay, so now I'm just going to do what I usually do in all my other videos, and I'm going to make extension. And if this is your first time visiting my channel, I'll show you how. So the first thing you're going to do is just go up, then you're going to take your next color, do green, go up, then do blue, go up, then take pink, go up, and then there, go up. But my wrist is only 5 plus this bracelet, so it's going to be pretty long. So it depends on the length of your wrist. Just do it to how long you think your wrist is. Measure it a few times, and if not, you can just take it apart because it's a singular bracelet. You can just rip it apart. So next you're going to take your cap band, pull it out, and put it on this peg and this peg. And I am trying to not cap this one like I do with all my others, just so I can show you guys and it's flatter, but I want to try this one not again. So you're just going to loop this forward. It's pretty easy. If this bracelet's in the way, it's probably because I don't have it capped, and usually it's out there, just sitting there, because I already capped it and I don't really need to cap it again. So then you're just going to pull this to the side if you want to. You don't have to, but it's good to. And you just slip on your S-clippers and clip. I got it. Yeah, da-da. It's spinning. And then you're just going to take it off. Now here is the daring truth. Can I actually do a rainbow loom bracelet? A second one, at least. Without capping it. And please, because I put so much hard work into this one, please. So I'm gonna clip it from the bottom, and I almost lost it. Oh my gosh. That would have been the worst. And there you go. The bird of paradise is complete. Yay. This is on the side that I like. This is on the side that I love, but not as much as I love this side. So I'm not sure which is the front right now, because I love both. So here's the bird of paradise. Thanks for watching. Come back to my channel for more. And yeah, so bye-bye. Check out the Cobra bracelet, by the way.